In a recent announcement, Police Minister Bheki Cele has announced the arrest of 5 suspects in connection with the murder of former Bafana Bafana and Orlando Pirates goalkeeper Senzo Meyiwa. Speaking at a briefing, Cele also touched on the possibility of more arrests.
During these past 2 years, the Senzo Meyiwa murder case generated speculations of who could have been responsible for the sports icon murder. Despite this, the investigators never lost sight of their work at hand. While those speculations were rife, the case also attracted much media attention and media leaks touching on some aspects of the investigation. Members of the media, we really condemn these leaks and strongly believe that information may have been leaked in an attempt to derail the investigations. This is why moving forward, the investigation team will be considering opening a case or cases of defeating the ends of justice to ensure such leaks never occur again. Despite this interference, the cold case team persevered. After gathering sufficient intelligence information and evidence, I am happy to announce that there has been a breakthrough in the Senzo Meyiwa murder case. The first 5 suspects have been arrested between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. this morning in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. These arrests are as a result of multidisciplinary integrated approach to this investigation, which is working closely with the Director of Public Prosecution. The South African Police Service and the prosecution team are confident that we have a watertight case against all 5 suspects. At this point, we cannot reveal any further information as investigations are still ongoing and more arrests cannot be ruled out.
Providing a bit more detail with regards to these arrests, National Commissioner General Khehla Sithole said the following.
Of the 5 suspects which the minister has just outlined, one of them is the key suspect suspected of having pulled the trigger in the Senzo Meyiwa case. But secondly, this particular process is backed up by forensic evidence connecting such suspect to the scene as well as the weapon suspected to be used. Then the difference in evidence, remember, at the present moment, what is key is the ballistic evidence relating to the firearm. And up to this far, it is only now that we found the weapon. And we've been looking for the weapon for the whole duration of the investigation. But with the final tactics applied, we found the weapon. And fortunate enough, the weapon is ballistically connected to the crime scene.
For Multimedia Live, I'm Amina Tekasma.